Okay, so have you ever thought about like making money while you're traveling?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like that's got to be the ultimate dream, right?
Absolutely.
So we found this company In Cruises,
Hey, okay.
and they say they can help you earn income while you're on vacation.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're all about cruises. So think like sailing the high seas, with their MLM financial services.
Huh, MLMs in the travel industry. That's always kind of a fascinating area.
Right.
They really tap into that wanderlust that we all have, but we gotta like always ask the tough questions
Exactly.
about their structure and how they actually work.
Yeah, we're not here to like endorse or discourage anyone from In Cruises or any MLM.
Right.
Just want to break it all down based on what we found.
Sure.
And hopefully that helps you figure out if this is something you want to look into.
Perfect. So in cruises, it's all about cruises, right?
Yeah, and they even mentioned some pretty fancy cruise lines,
Oh, really?
like Regent Seven Seas.
Okay, fancy.
Yeah. So, I mean, who wouldn't want to earn commissions while they're cruising the Mediterranean?
Sounds pretty good,
Right.
but how does it actually work?
Yeah, they've got this 2x credit thing that sounds
Yeah.
pretty tempting at first glance.
2x credit. Okay, so you pay for a membership and then they give you double that back as credit to spend on future vacations.
Exactly.
That does sound appealing, I have to admit, but
Yeah.
there's always a but with these things.
What are the limitations?
Yeah, exactly. Are there blackout dates or restrictions on which cruises you can actually use the credits for?
Right.
And this is a big one. We have to remember that a core part of most MLMs is recruitment.
Oh, for sure.
So these travel perks might sound amazing, but
Yeah.
it could just be a way to kind of draw people into the whole network marketing structure.
Right. So it's not just about enjoying the travel benefits.
Right.
It's about getting other people involved too.
Exactly. And that brings us to something else we saw. They call it their proven independent distributor partner program.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
It is, and it's definitely something we need to look into.
Yeah. One of the sources had this quote that stood out to me. It
Okay.
said, "The special privilege to make it your profession and explore the world while experiencing various cultures."
Wow.
It paints a very romantic picture.
He does.
But how does success really translate into their model?
Yeah, do we have any data on what the average distributor actually earns?
Right. Or
Yeah.
what their track record actually looks like.
Exactly. We need to see past the marketing and look at the hard numbers.
So how many people are actually making a sustainable income?
Right. And what are the actual costs involved?
Yeah, not just the membership, but things like marketing and training.
All of that.
Yeah, so basically we got to separate the like aspirational stuff
Yeah.
from how the business actually works.
Absolutely.
Balance the excitement with a clear-eyed view.
I love that.
Right.
It's like planning any trip, you know? You can dream about those cocktails on the beach.
Yeah.
Did you also go research those visa requirements, pack the right clothes, set a realistic budget?
All the practical stuff.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing here with InCruises.
Okay, so we've talked about the allure of In Cruises
Right.
and some things to watch out for with MLMs in general,
Right.
but our research also talked about traveling smart, just in general.
Well, eh?
It emphasized things like doing your research budgeting, using digital tools.
All great advice, no matter how you're funding your travels.
Exactly.
Being a savvy traveler is crucial for everybody.
Right. It makes everything smoother, less stressful, and ultimately more enjoyable.
Couldn't agree more.
And good financial decisions are part of that too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there's one more thing that I thought was interesting.
What's that?
One of the sources mentioned the physical world and the virtual world.
What do you think they meant by that?
I don't know, it sounds kind of mysterious.
It does. It seems like In Cruises is trying to position themselves at the intersection of like travel entrepreneurship and the online world.
Interesting.
It makes you wonder how these different worlds are kind of colliding and what it means for people who want to fund their adventures.
That's a great question, and one we'll definitely dig into more as we continue our deep dive into In Cruises.
I'm looking forward to it. It seems like In Cruises is tapping into this whole idea of online entrepreneurship
Yeah.
as a way to achieve financial freedom,
For sure.
especially for people who want to work remotely and travel.
You're totally right. Our research actually highlighted all sorts of online business models
Interesting.
and this idea of like crafting a lifestyle business.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, one that lets you work from anywhere.
A dream, right.
Like, it's definitely a compelling vision.
It really is the flexibility to set your own hours, be your own boss,
Yeah.
and make money while you're exploring the world.
But let's be real,
Right.
building a successful online business takes serious work,
Absolutely.
dedication, and a solid strategy.
It's not just about like posting pretty pictures on Instagram and watching the money roll in.
Definitely not. And the internet, while it's full of opportunities, it's also super crowded and competitive. So anyone who's promising like quick and easy riches, that's a red flag.
Huge red flag. Yeah. So if someone's seriously considering online entrepreneurship to fund their travels, what should they be thinking about?
What are the key things?
Well, first and foremost, what are your skills and passions?
That makes sense.
Ideally, your online business should align with those things.
Yeah, passion is like fuel.
Exactly.
Especially when things get tough.
It keeps you going and you've got to enjoy what you're doing.
For sure.
Especially if you're building a whole business around it.
Right.
Next, it's important to like really research different online business models.
Okay.
E-commerce, freelance services, online courses, affiliate marketing.
Wow, there's so many.
Tons of options. You got to figure out which one fits best for you.
Right. It's not just about chasing the latest trend.
Nope. Find what works for you.
So it's about finding the right fit.
Yes, and don't underestimate the power of a solid business plan.
Oh, even if you're starting small.
Even if you're starting small, having a roadmap keeps you focused.
Yeah.
Helps you track your progress and make informed decisions.
That's like a blueprint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just about having a brilliant idea. It's about actually making it happen.
Right. You got to have a plan to execute.
Exactly. And remember, building a successful online business takes time and effort.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. Don't fall for those get-rich-quick schemes.
No.
Focus on building something sustainable, something that provides real value.
To your audience.
Yes. Speaking of target audience.
Right. Who are you trying to reach?
That's another crucial piece. Understanding your target audience is so important.
Okay.
For crafting your marketing messages, choosing the right platforms.
Yeah.
And ultimately connecting with your potential customers or clients.
It seems like a lot to learn.
There's a learning curve for sure, but there's also a ton of potential.
For those willing to put in the work.
Exactly. That's the exciting thing about online entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
It's challenging, but it can be so rewarding.
Right.
You can create something you're passionate about.
Right. Work on your own terms and potentially achieve financial independence.
All while pursuing your travel goals.
Exactly.
It's a game changer.
It really is. It opens up so many possibilities.
For people who want to blend work and travel.
Seamlessly. But remember, whether it's an MLM, like in cruises or going solo, due diligence is key.
You always say that.
And I'll keep saying it.
Research, critical thinking, and a realistic assessment of your goals and resources.
Absolutely essential for success in any venture.
Okay, so the dream of making extra income while you're traveling?
Yeah.
Super appealing, but approach it with a healthy dose of skepticism too.
Yes, balance that excitement with careful research and due diligence.
All right, so before jumping into anything,
yeah,
whether it's in cruises or something else, ask yourself,
okay,
does it align with my skills,
yes,
my interests,
mm-hmm,
and my long-term goals?
Great questions to consider the path to financial freedom, especially one that involves travel.
Right.
It's rarely a straight line.
Yeah, definitely not.
It's a journey with twists and turns.
I like that.
You need to be adaptable, resilient, and always willing to learn and grow.
Learn and grow. That's so important.
It is. And sometimes the best lessons come from people who have already been there.
Yeah, like mentors.
Exactly. Or online communities. They can offer amazing support and insights.
It's a good reminder that even though earning income while traveling might seem like a solo thing,
right?
The connections we make and the support we get can make a huge difference.
Huge difference. It's about embracing the whole journey.
Yeah.
The highs and lows and learning and growing along the way.
I love that. And that's what entrepreneurship is all about, right?
It is embracing uncertainty, taking risks, and adapting to change.
And for people who want to combine travel with financial freedom, the possibilities are endless.
They really are. The world is your oyster.
Wow. I haven't heard that one in a while.
It's a classic.
It is.
But it's true with the right mindset, resources, and support.
You can create a life that blends work and travel.
In a way that truly fulfills you.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about financial freedom.
We have.
But it's also important to prioritize well-being.
Oh, absolutely.
Personal growth and experiences that bring us joy.
Couldn't agree more. True success isn't just about money.
Right. It's about living a meaningful life.
Yeah, one that's balanced and aligned with your values.
Absolutely. It's about creating a life you love.
I love that.
One that lets you follow your passions, explore the world, and make a positive impact.
Beautifully said. And sometimes that journey takes unexpected turns.
Oh, for sure.
You might stumble upon opportunities you never even imagined.
Yeah, or discover new passions along the way.
That's the beauty of life. It's full of surprises.
So true.
And often those unexpected detours lead to the most amazing destinations.
Okay, so let's embrace the unknown. Stay curious.
Yes.
And never stop exploring those possibilities.
That's the spirit of adventure.
In travel and in life.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe that next adventure will lead you to the perfect opportunity to merge your love for travel with your desire for financial freedom.
It's a possibility worth exploring.
It is. Speaking of exploring, we came across this interesting concept in our research called the Fediverse. Have you heard of this?
So it's like a bunch of different platforms all connected together?
Yeah, exactly. Instead of everyone being on just one platform like Facebook or Instagram, the Fediverse is more like a network of interconnected servers.
So each server has its own thing going on.
Right. Each server runs its own social media platform.
Huh. Okay, so what's the advantage of that?
Well, one big one is that users have more control.
More control than on, like, the big social media sites.
Exactly. You're not subject to the rules and algorithms of one giant company.
Okay.
On the Fediverse, users have more say in how their data is used and how their communities are run.
So it's more democratic in a way?
You could say that it's about giving power back to the users.
Interesting. And because it's all spread out across different servers,
right?
It's harder for one entity to control everything.
Exactly. It's more resistant to censorship and control.
That's a big deal these days.
It is, especially with all the concerns about how online platforms can shape public discourse.
Okay, so how does this Fediverse thing connect to what we've been talking about?
Well, think about it. Travelers and digital nomads, they could use the Fediverse to connect and share experiences.
Build their own community.
Exactly. It could be like a virtual meeting place for people who are living location-independent lifestyles.
I like that. And for online entrepreneurs, it's a chance to reach a whole new audience.
Exactly. Instead of being limited by algorithms on one platform, they can tap into this vast network of interconnected communities.
So it's more about genuine connections.
Right. The Fediverse values authenticity and engagement.
Okay.
So it's a good place for businesses to build real relationships with potential customers.
It sounds pretty cool. I definitely have to check it out.
Yeah, it's worth exploring. It's a really interesting development, and it could change how we connect, communicate, and even do business in the future.
It's a good reminder that things are always changing in the digital world.
There are always new opportunities popping up.
New platforms, new ways to do things.
Exactly. And those new things can help us reach our goals.
Whether it's traveling the world or building a successful online business.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be alive.
But we got to remember, technology is just a tool.
So true.
It's up to us to use it wisely and ethically.
To make the world a better place.
Well said. You know, we talked about aligning our pursuits with our values.
We did, and that's so important.
Yeah, no matter what we're doing, travel business or just life in general.
It's got to be in harmony with what we believe in.
It's about living a life that feels authentic and purposeful.
Exactly. And when we do that,
when we live by our values,
we're more likely to find fulfillment
and make a positive impact.
Couldn't agree more so as we wrap up our deep dive today.
Into cruises and all these different ways to make money while traveling.
Let's remember the bigger picture.
What kind of world do we want to create?
What kind of legacy do we want to leave behind?
It's about using our talents and resources to make a difference.
In our own lives and in the lives of others.
That's the real measure of success.
It is the positive impact we have and the legacy we create.
And, you know, sometimes that impact starts with just one small step.
A spark of inspiration.
A willingness to embrace the unknown.
And explore the possibilities.
So let's be bold, be curious, and be the change we want to see.
Who knows what amazing adventures await us?
Maybe a new destination, a life-changing connection.
Or an opportunity to truly make a difference.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep dreaming, and keep striving to live a life that's both fulfilling and impactful.
Safe travels, everyone.